AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russian President Vladimir Putin is acting with malice in Ukraine.
And in the past few days, Putin has given us all another grim preview of a future in which the appetites of aggressive autocrats outweigh the rights of peaceful states.
At the Pentagon, Austin says the latest assaults by Russia have only deepened the determination of the Ukrainian people, and Ukraine needs even more help from the U.S. Inflation at the wholesale level rose in September from a year earlier. PNC financial economist Kurt Rankin says there are signs inflation is leveling off.
Yes, energy prices did rise again in September. That fueled some gains in the overall number. But the core number, excluding food and energy, came in at the exact same pace it did in July and August.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized updated coronavirus boosters for kids as young as five. Tweak boosters rolled out for anyone 12 and older last month. Bill Gruber at Pfizer says a high number of kids under 12 have been hospitalized.
In part because they remain less well protected by vaccine. So this is an opportunity with this good news to re-energize interest in protecting children for the winter.
The shots available are from Pfizer and Moderna. A judge in New York ruled former President Donald Trump will have to sit for a deposition next week in a defamation lawsuit filed by a writer who says he raped her in the mid-90s. E. Jean Carroll, a longtime advice columnist for Elle magazine, says Trump raped her in an upscale Manhattan department store's dressing room. Trump has denied it. Carroll is scheduled to be deposed on Friday. A police officer was shot to death. Several other people were injured by gunfire in Mississippi. No other details about the circumstances of the killing, including whether a suspect has been identified. This is AP News. Tens of millions of older Americans are about to get one of the biggest raises of their lifetime from Social Security.
The government is set to announce how big a percentage increase Social Security beneficiaries will see in monthly payments starting in January. Some estimates say the boost may be as big as 9%. It's virtually certain to be the largest in four decades. Critics say the data the government uses to set the increase doesn't reflect what older Americans are actually spending, and thus the inflation they're actually feeling. Beneficiaries get the same raise regardless of where they live or how big a nest egg they may have. Julie Walker, New York.
A finalist on TV's American Idol has died in a vehicle crash in Tennessee. Willie Spence died after hitting the rear of a tractor trailer that was stopped on a shoulder of an interstate near Chattanooga. Spence finished second on American Idol last year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.